朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语小安英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。那么在您的日常生活当中，您是否遭遇过失眠所带来的痛苦呢？繁忙的生活节奏给很多人造成了压力，能导致了各种各样的睡眠问题。今天呢，我们就共同来盘点一下与睡眠问题有关的各种英文表达。那么首先来看第一个 Number one， 失眠我们可以说 sleeplessness 或者是 insomnia。 People who suffer trauma may exhibit irritability, sleeplessness and difficulties in concentrating。 遭受创伤的人很可能表现出易怒、失眠以及很难集中注意力。 People who suffer trauma may exhibit irritability, sleeplessness and difficulties in concentrating。What's the best cure for insomnia? 治疗失眠的最好药方是什么呢？ Number two， 缺觉，睡眠不足的 sleep deprivation。 Deprivation 我们知道了它是剥夺的意思，那么剥夺了睡眠的时间，那也就是睡眠不足缺觉了。 Sleep deprivation or disturbances may affect the immune system capabilities。 睡眠不足或者是干扰可以影响免疫功能。Sleep deprivation or disturbances may affect the immune system capabilities. Number three, sleep disorder, 睡眠失常或者是睡眠障碍。The result shows that 90% college students have sleep disorder problem. 结果调查显示 ,19% 的大学生有睡眠障碍问题。The result shows that 90% college students have sleep disorder problem. Number four, jet lag. 它表示的意思呢是时差综合症，由于时差所造成的疲劳或者是睡眠障碍。那么来看这样一个例句 On the first night in Chicago, he couldn't fall asleep because of the jet lag. 在芝加哥的头一晚上，由于时差的原因使得他无法入睡。那么 jet lag 在这里呢表示的意思呢就是时差综合，由时差造成的睡眠障碍。 On the first night in Chicago, he couldn't fall asleep because of the jet lag. Number five, night terrors, 夜惊。那么来看这样一个例句 Night terrors can be a frightening phenomenon of childhood, but they are not dangerous.夜惊是童年期的一种可怕现象，但并无危险。 Night terrors can be a frightening phenomenon of childhood, but they are not dangerous. Number six, 磨牙症，我们可以说 teeth grinding. Teeth grinding. Have you had any treatment for the teeth grinding? 你接受过磨牙症的治疗吗？ Have you had any treatment for the teeth grinding? Number seven, nightmare, 噩梦。I feel as if I had wakened from a nightmare. 我觉得我好像刚从噩梦中醒来。I feel as if I had wakened from a nightmare. Number eight, sleepwalking, 梦游 sleepwalking, 梦游。He claimed no memory of what he had done while sleepwalking. 他声称自己对在梦游状态时所做的事情毫无记忆。He claimed no memory of what he had done while sleepwalking.好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。